Life in connectedness. When you live that which makes you truly human, that which is your deepest and highest at the same time, you bring something to earth that will transform it. If you are slandered and maltreated for this, it cannot take away your inner hold. In the first course, by practicing amazement, you worked to suffer less from overstimulation. Perhaps you have noticed a more conscious and fulfilling experience of your perceptions. Maybe you have become less reactive. You have practiced to use your attention more and more consciously at the level of the sense of life, the physical and mental level. This helps you to observe your physical sensitivities, changing sensations, feelings, thoughts, and memories without them having a direct impact on you and developing their own independent dynamic forces. If you decide for yourself what you're paying attention to, you will suffer less from overstimulation and be more able to gain the distance you need. You increasingly feel an inner space to deal with the outer stimuli that penetrate you. In this course, we expand our view of the inner aspects of our perceptions. Pick up the exercises as they suit you. Take as much time as you need. Be patient with yourself. The world in its complexity. Take a look into the world, wondering how the outer world also lives in you, in your body, your soul, your spirit. Look at the mountains and feel them in your bones. The light, the warmth, the air, the waters, how do they feel? Can you feel that the outer world is also alive? The basis for this extended kind of attention is the willingness to wander. Thereby something flows into your senses that nourishes them, strengthens them from within, and gives you a subtle perception of yourself. The outer stimuli that have afflicted you before can now be seen differently and be digested from within. If you look into the world with a willingness to marvel, you will notice how more and more of that which is not sensory becomes accessible to your perception. Your inner life unfolds like a whole new world. Every new impression enriches you. Try to be amazed about what is changing in you. The power of your attention grows and in turn strengthens your perceptual organs. Building ourselves up instead of tearing ourselves down. If you want to experience the complexity of your perceptions, your thinking may not remain passive. Try to watch thoughts arise. How do you grasp, organize, connect them? If you can observe that, you watch yourself and strengthen the power of yourself. This is only a beginning. If this partially succeeds, the willingness to take small steps is what really brings you further. Have the courage to be amazed.